You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Janovic.
It's being called the newest, trendiest app out there, and it's called AirChat. And this is one of the big stories that Dave really wanted to talk about today, to learn more about.
In part because they're going after TikTok, which is the greatest all-time app in the history of apps. So they're trying to shut it down, or if you don't sell it, it's going to be a nationwide ban. Like, that's going on in Congress right now. But wait 5 minutes and there's going to be another app that pops up. The latest that my kids love is Be Real. Okay. And that's been around for a little bit. Do you know Be Real is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, basically, it's like, okay, right now in this instant, you have to take a picture.
I've been subjected to taking those photos for people.
That's one that's kind of grown a little bit of legs. But have you heard of Lemonade or Lapse or Clubhouse?
No.
So it's just a handful of ones that have come and gone. Mm-hmm. This one right now, Mike Dubusky joins us from ABC News, tech reporter there. Mike, tell us about AirChat because I'm a little bit intrigued.
Right. So this is the latest social media app to kind of join the fray, designed to challenge apps like you mentioned, TikTok, but also X, formerly known as Twitter. We've seen a lot of competitors to that app spring up in the last year or so. AirChat is the latest, and if you open it, it looks like Twitter. It looks like Threads or Blue Sky. It's a scrolling feed of text posts. There are some pictures mixed in there, but they mostly come from people that you follow. But the big difference here, guys, is that instead of reading this app, you listen to it. This is an audio social media app, so say the founders, Naval Ravikant and Brian Norgaard. And they say that the way it works is you kind of press this recording button at the bottom and you record your idle musings or your hot takes, and then the app transcribes that and posts both the transcription and your voice to a common feed where people can comment on it and reshare it. And the founder's idea here is that being able to hear someone's voice will go some way to making us behave a little bit differently online. Oh. Maybe humanizing the people out there that we interact with.
Mike, I just think this is wild, because I think about all of the follow-up texts that I have to send for apologizing for my voice-to-text faux pas. I mean, I think I accidentally asked a guy to marry me once over that, because I was doing the voice-to-text and it totally misinterpreted what I was saying. What are the odds? And then this goes public. I mean, I could get fired if they misinterpret what I'm saying.
And some already have complained about the way AirChat handles this, because when you press this record button at the bottom and record whatever you're saying, not only is it transcribing it, it's posting it. So the moment you take your finger off that button, it's out there.
What?
You're done. So it's a little aggressive in that regard. Though I will say, with regard to the transcription feature, many have lauded AirChat for being really good at this. They are able to sort of parse different words and even proper names and company names and really figure it out. So they've actually seemingly got that part of it down. But there are some other issues with this app. For one, it's invite only right now, which means it has a pretty limited audience. It's mostly tech and media people in there right now, which means that the conversations kind of just center around, like, oh, this is a new app. I'm excited to be here. What an exclusive club. Though I will say, earlier today, I did stumble upon a karaoke channel where people are just singing, and that's kind of a unique take on an audio social media app. So that's something else that's going on out there on AirChat. The other is the potential for what AirChat will do with the data that you give it, right? It's one thing to type information into a text box and post it on Facebook or Twitter. It's another thing to give your voice data over to a company. And we've seen this happen with other social media firms, where Twitter uses tweets to, or I should say X uses posts, to train its artificial intelligence model, which they call Grok, Is AirChat working on that? Well, the founders say they are not an artificial intelligence company, but their terms and conditions are a little vague on that front. So just another thing to keep in mind if you do end up with an AirChat invite or if they open it up to the broader public in the coming months.
I was going to say, if it's transcribing what I say, that's artificial intelligence, folks. Like there's,
sure.
That's what it is.
Hey, Mike, is it free?
It is a free app, but again, it's invite only at this point. So you could download the app, but you need somebody to give you an invite to get onto it.
That's interesting.
Is there a direct message feature to it?
There is, yes. You can follow people and then DM them kind of as you would normally. But of course, you also get the voice component in there as well. It's kind of like sending a voice memo to someone through an iPhone.
Okay, so I love that aspect of it. Mike Dubusky, thank you for joining us, ABC Tech Reporter. Interesting, it's called AirChat. And let me tell you why I like this and how I see it being something that I would use personally. And I'm not sure, you know, how much people are comfortable, you know, recording their voice or having it transcribed with all the ums and the ahs, which is what's happening on the social media right now. But think about your grandparent or your mom or your dad that are terrible at voice to text, right? They don't like to type it out with their thumbs like we do. They do a lot of voice to text and their messages are nearly incomprehensible, right? The voice to text is just awful. You're like, I have no idea what they're trying to say. But if you have the audio version automatically right there that you could listen to, now it makes sense. Having the voice and having the convenience of being able to read it is outstanding.
I'm showing you my iPhone right now because there's a little microphone on my messages.
Yes.
On my messaging app in the box where I could push down that microphone and I could record a message and just send it to whomever I wanted to send it to. Why don't you just tell Grandma to use that?
The problem is it doesn't transcribe it. And mostly I just want to read it.
You listen to the audio. So you want the transcription. I see.
The audio is the backup for me. In case I can't understand your voice to text message, I want to listen to it. I'm like, I know exactly what you're saying. So having both the text and the audio version, I think this is pretty cool. It also sounds a little bit more of a feature than an actual app itself.
Yeah.
Like iPhone could probably just transcribe it just in the messages that you showed me.
Always something new on the market. Great to hear from Mike from ABC. Appreciate him jumping on the air with us to sort through it and answer your questions, Dave.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.